The scripture this morning comes from Luke 19, verses 1 through 10. And as you know, it's the story of Zacchaeus. Listen and hear the word of the Lord. He entered Jericho, that was Jesus, and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So Zacchaeus hurried down and was happy to welcome Jesus. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek out and save the lost." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Holy and wonderful God, we have opened your scripture and heard your word. Now we ask that your spirit come and open our hearts and our ears so that we can hear what it is you want us to hear today. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Okay, so first we have to sing a song together. Come on, as soon as I read this scripture, I knew that we had to sing a song. It's been with me all week. Are we ready? No, I can't carry a tune in a brown paper bag, but you know, I always stand back from the microphone when we sing, but we're gonna try this together. Please, those of you that know it, join in. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in the sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed that way, he looked up in the tree and he said, "Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm going to your house today. For I'm going to your house today." Amen. Thank you for engaging me and letting me do that. So imagine how Zacchaeus must have felt when he heard Jesus say, "Come on down, Zacchaeus, I'm going to your house today." I imagine he was so very excited. Everything about Zacchaeus, except for his height, seems large and full of life and energy and passion. Even his checkbook is large. The Message translation tells us that Zacchaeus was desperate to see Jesus, not just with some eagerness, but desperate with great desire. And so this desperate short man who just wanted to see Jesus ran down the street and climbed up a tree to get a view. He just wanted to see Jesus, to get a glimpse of him. There is no mention of wanting to talk with him or to touch him or be with him. In fact, in all of his large life living, Zacchaeus had small expectations and just wanted to see Jesus. So imagine how Zacchaeus must have felt when Jesus invited Zacchaeus to come down from that limb on the sycamore tree. And then imagine how he felt when Jesus takes it to the next level and says, "We're going to your house today." Oh my Lord, I would be thrilled. But then I wouldn't, I would be thinking, what the heck does my house look like? Ooh, is it a mess? Is it cleaned up? Do I really want Jesus to come to my house? What will he think of me? Because you see, at our house, we have a phrase. It's called living the lie. Our house is our home. Not necessarily pristine with everything in its place. It's comfortable. It's homey. Not trashy like those hoarder things, but comfortable. The guest room is my sewing room and my office, so of course there's stuff all over there. And my husband Dave has his desks and his papers, a room with his Star Wars stuff and his Civil War knickknacks and his memorabilia from who knows what, and books, lots of books in bookcases and shelved away. But whenever we have company come over, we spend a fair amount of time straightening up the clutter, picking up the newspapers and magazines, dusting, sweeping, clearing the stuff off of the tables. Oh, off the kitchen table, the dining room table, and the end tables. Throwing stuff in closets and under beds and making it look organized. I hear you laughing, but I wonder if it's like that at your house too, huh? Mm-hmm. Living the lie, as my sons say. I wonder if that is the thought Zacchaeus had. And as I read the text a little bit more, I thought, probably not, because as Luke describes in verse 6, Zacchaeus hurried down, whereas the message tells us, scrambled down, and with delight welcomed Jesus. No problem with living that lie for Zacchaeus. Come on, Jesus, he says, let's go to my house and gather around the table and share in fellowship and laughter and food and be with each other. No problem whatsoever. Or was there? Luke next describes the grumbling crowds. You know, there's always someone or something, isn't there? And this time it's the grumbling crowds. I can hear them. Can't you hear them? Can you believe this, they say? Look where Jesus is going, and look who he's going with. And they're going to eat together? Oh my God, how can this be at all? Why isn't he coming to my house? After all, I cleaned and I picked up and I dusted and I scrubbed. Wow, the busyness of Martha is probably coming out loud and clear. And then after that, listen for the judging. The judging continues with, oh, Zacchaeus is such a sinner. He charges more than he should with those taxes. He works his underlings hard and demands big paybacks and payouts. How could Jesus even sit across from the table and then pick up a fork and eat with this guy? This horrible guy. And in those few moments, from scrambling down the tree and leading Jesus with delight to hearing the crumbling crowds, Zacchaeus has one of those come to Jesus moments. And Zacchaeus realizes that maybe he has been living the lie. Maybe his whole life has been a lie. At least his whole life has been masked by what he has been doing, charging exorbitant taxes more than necessary, robbing and cheating people out of their money, defrauding them, taking more than what is needed. But then, spontaneously, without a nudge from Jesus, although I contend with a huge nudge from the Holy Spirit, Zacchaeus confesses his sins right there on the sidewalk. Zacchaeus stops and turns his face to Jesus and confesses the errors of his ways, how he has taken too much money, especially from the poor, how he has defrauded and cheated others. Zacchaeus, this man full of life, huge in riches in his checkbook, humbles himself, takes off his mask, revealing just how small he really is, and shares and confesses his wrongdoings to Jesus. And then something wonderful happens. True identity happens because Jesus calls Zacchaeus a son of Abraham. And Abraham was the beloved father of the faith, and Zacchaeus is his son. And Jesus declares him found. Hallelujah! Oh, that sneaky Jesus, as we say at camp. Sneaky Jesus, just by calling someone down from a tree and inviting himself for dinner, saves a man. So here come the questions. So what mask do you need to take off so the true you can be seen? How do you need to humble yourself? What is the Holy Spirit nudging you to confess? What riches conceal your poverty of spirit? Does your busyness mask your loneliness? What are you taking from others that needs to be returned? What is preventing you from expanding your expectations, from just wanting to see Jesus, to talking with Jesus, and walking with Jesus, and hearing Jesus, and touching Jesus, and being with Jesus? I know for each of us, there are questions to struggle with. I'm pretty sure you know what question is yours to struggle with. Can you name it? Can you confess it? Lots of questions. But that is what happens when we really struggle and wrestle with the scripture. It gives us answers, but then it makes us struggle more so that we can be transformed and change. The story of Zacchaeus is only told in the Gospel of Luke. Matthew, Mark, and John, they don't give it any time, any space, or the new language, any bandwidth. Nope. But Luke the physician, the gospel writer who is a great observer and recorder of human interactions and human behavior, includes this story about Zacchaeus along with other roadside stories, like the one of the blind beggar who wants to see. And it is of no coincidence that Luke arranges his gospel so that this story of Zacchaeus, this story of confession and salvation, follows another story of a rich man. But that guy, he just couldn't understand that he needed to give up his possessions in order to go to heaven. It makes sense that Luke would share this story. Luke, throughout his gospel, is trying to convey the message that Jesus finds us. Jesus invites us. Jesus, no matter who we are, wants us to join him and the ministry that God has for the world. Luke wants us to know that Jesus saves us. And isn't that what happens in today's passage? Jesus found Zacchaeus up in that sycamore tree. Jesus invites Zacchaeus to come down and go to Zac's house. And then before they even get there, Jesus saves Zacchaeus. Jesus' glorious grace surrounds Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus changes. He transforms. He repents, he confesses, and he returns the money. So not only does Jesus go to Zacchaeus' house today, but in verse number 9, salvation goes to Zacchaeus' house today. My friends, Jesus is always seeking us, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Jesus constantly wants to be with us and wants us to give all of ourselves to him. I just wanted to see Jesus from afar. I took my sons to church. I made a meal or two for the homeless. I even went as far as to teach Sunday school. I didn't have to climb a tree, but I sat on the hillside of a beautiful natural amphitheater in Mexico as I led a mission trip group for senior highs, and I looked down on Jesus' representative, the pastor that was talking for the week, talking about how there is more than just seeing Jesus. How Jesus longs for me to reveal my true self to him and follow him. And amidst the grumblings of the crowd that surrounded me, the Holy Spirit pushed me, not nudged me, but pushed me into the ministry of word and sacrament. You see, I'm a person who would rather put in an IV than talk in front of a bunch of people. But after 25 years of being a nurse, the Lord said, enough is enough, and it's time to come and do what you have to do. And so here I am. I try to follow Jesus. As we try to follow Christ in worship, in our work lives, in our home lives, we can remember small, but oh so large, Zacchaeus. We may not have to climb a tree to see Jesus. Jesus will find us. And when Jesus does, I pray that each one of us will have the courage like Zacchaeus to reveal ourselves, to take off our masks, and to follow Jesus joyfully. May Jesus come today, tomorrow, and every day to our house and to our hearts. To the glory, to God be all the glory. Alleluia and amen.